Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget avec un nouvel épisode d'À table Kitchen Conversations. On nous le dit depuis longtemps, manger des insectes, c'est bon pour la santé et pour la planète. Mais saviez-vous que l'Australie est particulièrement bien placée pour être un leader dans l'industrie des insectes comestibles? On en parle avec la docteure Rocio Ponce-Reyes, une scientifique avec le CSIRO qui s'intéresse aux bestioles. Quand on pense insectes comestibles, on a surtout des images de l'étranger. Les sauterelles croustillantes épicées en vente dans les marchés du Mexique ou un dessert d'œufs de fourmi populaire en Thaïlande. Mais la docteure Rocio Ponce-Reyes, qui est scientifique pour le CSIRO en Australie, nous rappelle que le pays a une très longue histoire en lien avec les insectes comestibles.
People here in Australia, indigenous people and First Nations peoples have eaten insects for tens of thousands of years. For example, the bogong moth is one of the most known ones as traditional ones.
Grâce aux aborigènes d'Australie, on sait qu'il y a au moins 60 types d'insectes originaires du pays qui sont comestibles, et il pourrait y en avoir bien plus. La docteure Ponce-Reyes et ses collègues s'intéressent aux insectes comme nourriture pour plusieurs raisons. D'abord, les insectes sont bons pour nous.
They're healthy. They have high protein contents. They have good fats. Crickets, for example, they have lots of omega-3, even more than salmon. They have other minerals, for example, iron. Some insects have folic acid. They have different types of, depending on the insect, they could have different types of vitamin. For example, the green tree ants, they are very high on vitamin C. Other insects have vitamin 12, B12.
L'empreinte écologique des insectes est minimale, ce qui permettrait de nourrir beaucoup de personnes avec le moins d'impact possible.
One of the biggest problems for biodiversity is habitat loss, right? Like clearing habitat for growing food. If we farm insects, we can farm them close to the city. So we don't have to clear new habitat. We can grow them in shipping containers. And if we need to keep them at certain temperature levels or humidity, we can use solar energy to reduce our carbon input. So they need less food. To grow 1 kilogram of protein, of insect protein, you need 2 kilograms of food. So they're very good at converting their food into protein. So they're very efficient. And their waste can be used to fertilize gardens. And also, we could feed them food scraps, so they will help us with our waste management.
L'Europe et les États-Unis sont les leaders de l'industrie des insectes comestibles et l'Australie est loin derrière. Mais ça ne devrait pas être le cas. Le CSIRO a publié l'an dernier un plan d'action.
The number of different species, like the six, there are at least 60 species that we know that can be edible, but there could be some lots of more. We have the tradition with because First Nations peoples used to eat insects as well, like before, and so we have that knowledge. And Australia has really great research capacity into agricultural areas and biodiversity, everything. So if you combine all these great research opportunities with the knowledge of indigenous people, with the species diversity, this can lead to new opportunities and to help the industry grow. But it's not only for humans. Like these insects can also be, if we are not ready to as humans to eat insects, like there's really good food for feeding, like in fish farms, like in aquaculture. This is one of the areas that is growing a lot, like feeding insects for in fish farms. Or for chickens, or even for our pets.
Pour se tailler une place dans l'industrie des insectes comestibles, l'Australie doit investir davantage.
Producing insects at the moment is still a bit expensive because a lot of the labor is manual. So part of our research showed that to help this industry to develop, we need more investment in new technologies, artificial intelligence, using more robots. By producing more insects, that will reduce the cost. The demand is growing, so it's kind of a chicken and egg problem.
La docteure Ponce-Reyes insiste aussi qu'il est primordial de protéger la propriété intellectuelle des aborigènes.
At the moment, something that is missing from the edible insect industry, we need to increase the collaboration and the participation with indigenous peoples. But no, it's not just the collaboration, it's also like we need to encourage indigenous-led insect enterprises as well. But the other very important thing is to protect the indigenous knowledge, the indigenous IP.
Pour nous, les consommateurs, c'est encore difficile de trouver des insectes comestibles, disons, à votre supermarché local, mais plusieurs sites web australiens font la livraison.
So you can buy crickets and mealworms roasted, or little cricket or mealworm packs flavored, like snack packs with rosemary, with chili, with garlic, different flavors. You can buy cricket powder that you can use to bake anything. I use cricket powder to bake bread or banana bread, cupcakes. My daughter loves little cupcakes like with cricket powder. You cannot really taste the powder, but it's have a bit more protein and different nutrients. But you can also buy products that are already made with cricket, enriched with cricket, for example, pasta or corn chips or granola, duca. So there's a whole range of things that you can find. And there are also little candies with little black ants.
Quand elle cuisine, la docteure Ponce-Reyes aime mélanger la cuisine de son pays d'origine, le Mexique, avec les ingrédients de son pays d'adoption, l'Australie.
Yeah, I like experimenting in very different ways with insects. But I do a lot of mixture of Mexican cuisine with Australian ingredients. So for example, I really like the quesadilla, like a tortilla with melted cheese and some roasted crickets inside, and adding some chili, like some salsa, that's delicious. And if you know the green salsa from Mexico with the green tomatillos, so that green salsa with green tree ants is the best. It's really good. Like the you know, that green salsa is very zesty. It's very, like green tomatoes, the green tomatillos are very lemony, well, very acidic. And with the green tree ants, it's so good.
La docteure Rocio Ponce-Reyes prendra part à une discussion sur les insectes lors du festival Womb Adelaide le 14 mars prochain. Vous pouvez aussi visiter le site web du CSIRO pour découvrir le plan d'action pour l'industrie des insectes comestibles. Ou même commander votre poudre de grillons ou vos bonbons aux fourmis en ligne sur le site web de Circle Harvest. Évidemment, ils sont faits avec des insectes 100% australiens.